when you came in, you received your bulletin, and the one thing that caught my attention was this comment, which is kind of what our sermon is going to be about. Holding before us the joy of Jesus as the light, who gives to all who receive him, to all who receive him and believe in his name, you have the right to become the children of God. Wow. That's pretty powerful, to have that power. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, grace and mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The God from eternity, whom the heavens certainly cannot contain, at this time of the year, comes as an infant. Jesus descends from his royal throne. Now, the issue we need to deal with here is that is such an easy story. You notice this? It's the Christmas story. No, it's not. We have created a story. But this is history. And this is about your relationship with Jesus Christ, the baby who comes. And perhaps you're going to watch this as we move through this little discussion. Jesus was lowered. That's right. He was the King of Kings, power of power, dropped to earth lowly, of the lowest. Why? Because he wanted to help us. He wanted to become lowly so he could raise us up. He has come to die by the hands of man that we might be made holy. That was the goal. He came to make you holy. He might raise us to heights that we've never seen. He wanted to move us up from where we were, where we were placed in this world of lowliness, of sin, and grief over death. It was the slavery as old as the fall of sin, but it has now been defeated. The devil is defeated. The satanic minions are crying and screaming. They are terrified of this person, Christ. For Christ's coming destroyed the power of death. It opened paradise, casting forever away the curse of sin. Jesus has come to unshackle us from our sins and shine forth. Yes, Jesus humbly, very humbly, comes to destroy the work of Satan. He came to be born here. God becomes a creature to save his very creatures, to restore his children. He came to restore those who were dead in trespasses. He was born to a little baby in a place called Bethlehem. The one who grants us his riches became poor. He put on poverty that you may put on the richness of his divinity. He empties himself of glory that you may have a share of his fullness. As John writes in his gospel, the word became flesh and lives among us. Yeah, Christmas is real. You ask yourself, but all the stuff that's going on, oh my God, do you understand how many gifts I have to get? I mean, we actually make lists so we can go out and shop and get stuff. Well, yes, it is so true. God is alive. We forget that. You somehow have this story. You have your little manger scene. You've got your little Mary. You've got your Zoe. But What happened here? Why did he do that? Why in earth would he have come? He didn't have to do that, but he did. You know, we want to make this thing glorious, but I can say this in this crowd. He was born in a stable. Everybody in this room has been in a barn. You know what that's like. It stinks. It's musty. It confronts your nostrils. It has kind of an earthy straw manure smell. Yeah, that was it. That was the facts. And there were angels there. There were shepherds there. The angelic hosts celebrated this event in a stable? Come on. Think this through. Why in the world did he do that? Think about it. Why did he do that? I've got an answer for you this morning. You know why he did that for you? He loves you. He loves you more than you will ever conceive in your mind. Deeper than oceans, higher than sky, greater than anything on earth, he came out of pure, unmitigated love. Do we accept that? No, we ignore that. We're so busy doing other things, we don't get it. That this was a gift from God. And you know what he did? He had to pay an incredibly bad, high price. This little baby had to give his life for you. He paid it all up. He endured a world that tormented him. The devil tempted him. His followers, if you recall, forsaked him. And then at the very end, the worst thing that could ever happen to any person. He hung on that cross, and his Father forsook him and turned his back on him. Eli, Eli, lama, sabachthani. My God. Dad, why have you forsaken me? You know why? Because God could not look upon the sin that hung on that cross, that hung on that man. He had to turn away from it. In return, God brought you and I to his Father. You can hear the Christmas story. Well, you can hear it at home. To those who have received him, Christmas is not just a story. Words to be heard in a community. The word has taken on our human nature in the womb of Virgin Mary. He suffers the penalty that you and I deserve. He paid that price in the crucifixion to give us what we could never earn. We could never earn our forgiveness. We could never earn eternal life. He raises us in his resurrection. He lifts us up into heaven with his ascension. For in him is life. The life is the light of mankind. He brings us into a very strange and mysterious union with God himself. The God who made the world, who made us. He restores us, and he does that as a gift of love. And you know what? You know when he planned this out? Before the world was formed. Oh my, how could that be? He didn't even, yeah, you did. He knew you. He knew exactly what was going to happen. Jesus has given you a precious and glorious gift, and through his promises, you share in his divine nature. Through faith, you have all that Christ has won for you. You now live in faith. You now have the ability to experience eternity. With him and in him and through him, you live in God as if you were meant to. And you know why? Because you were meant to. You were not to be a sinful person. As you pray and approach God, you know what? You become closer to what he created. He created perfection. He did not create sin. You are becoming what you were intended to be. So why did Christ come? He didn't come for what you are. He came for what you could be. If you pray, if you call upon him, if you rely upon him, this most blessed of seasons is not only for shepherds on a hillside or for animals in a stable. And it's not, please remember, it's not just a story. It's history. It's a fact. It's about you. The most blessed of seasons is for us. For the Son of God became flesh and lived among us and destroyed. He destroyed totally the works of the devil. For the one and only who came into this dark world to live among us fallen creatures, he has done so to bring you home, to bring you home to his Father. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith through Christ Jesus. Amen.